banks to react to stricter rules. I'm David Brancaccio. It is that most wonderful time of the year when the heads of big banks go to Capitol Hill to brief senators. How are they doing with higher interest rates and more? Also on the minds of bankers, propose new rules to make banks more resilient to major financial shocks. Bank executives worry some of the rules are overkill and could make financial dealings more expensive for consumers. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
For months, the banking industry has opposed a set of proposals that would increase the amount of capital they hold to guard against sudden losses. These rules emerged out of the financial crisis during the Great Recession, and they're intended to create uniform standards for giant global banks. For example, banks would no longer rely on their own internal models for assessing credit risk. They'd have to use a uniform standard. Bank executives say the result will be counter to what regulators want, making all sorts of activities, lending, fee-associated services, more expensive for consumers. This is unnecessary, executives say, given that banks easily pass the Federal Reserve's stress tests. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Today, McDonald's of hamburger fame is holding its Investor Day presentations, a way to update shareholders on things like restructuring, its formulated burgers, and a new concept called Cosmic, a reference to a character from another planet in McDonald's ads from the 1980s. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that.
McDonald's has been pretty secretive about the new concept, but leave it to people on the internet to go snooping.
Here it is. I found the Cosmic.
It looks like there are going to be four drive-through lanes.
This really does seem like a love child of a McDonald's, a Sonic, and a Starbucks.
Photos of a location outside Chicago show a menu with almost all drinks, says Kevin Schimpf at food industry research firm Technomics.
We're talking energy drinks, specialty coffee drinks, probably a lot of colors going on too, a lot of flavors.
He says like the limited edition Purple Grimace Shake of last summer, the items could be a hit on social media. They also don't take much space or labor to make, says Professor Alex Suskind at Cornell.
It allows the guests to kind of have a restaurant experience, but at a lower cost or a lower commitment.
It could also allow McDonald's to expand early moves toward automation, on brand for the futuristic alien theme. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
And here are some numbers from the big United Nations Conference on Stopping Climate Change in Dubai right now. 2,456. That is the number of fossil fuel lobbyists at the conference, according to a pro-environment advocacy group. That's a nearly 380% increase from the 636 oil and gas lobbyists counted at last year's UN climate conference. At the conference today, the debate continues over scaling down fossil fuels versus ending fossil fuel use over time. Expecting new federal data soon that aggregates surveys of unhoused people from across the country. It's the Department of Housing and Urban Development's yearly point-in-time count. For a preview, here's Anne Oliva, CEO of the National Alliance to End Homelessness. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, David.
What are the trends you're already seeing? There are new demands on homelessness remediation systems.
Yeah, I think that we're likely to see an across-the-board uptick when HUD releases the results of the 2023 point-in-time count. We also expect to see places where homelessness is going in the right direction, which is down. For example, we've seen really good numbers in places like Chattanooga, Tennessee, where they're really working on driving down the number of people who are experiencing unsheltered homelessness. I think we're going to see some decreases in Minnesota and in a few other places where maybe the housing market isn't quite as tight, and homeless systems are able to meet the need in better ways.
Renewed pressure is coming from people who are fleeing violence and political persecution in their native countries, asylum seekers who come to the U.S.
That's right. We've seen that households across the board are facing higher housing instability and needs than ever before. And we know that rents remain sky high in many, many places. And all of this is happening just as COVID relief funds are ending. And then we also see, as you mentioned, an inflow of asylum seekers into cities and states across the country that are impacting homeless services systems. People are becoming homeless faster than they can be rehoused. So our systems are working as well as they can. On average, about 900,000 people exit homelessness each year, and that was between 2017 and 2020. And during that same time period, on average, nearly 910,000 people entered homelessness. So you can see that our systems are not able to keep up for a variety of reasons, including the housing market, including an inflow of asylum seekers.
I've seen data showing that a major cause of homelessness is it's too expensive to find a place to live. It's affordability. And there's this irony. The other day we reported on a jump in home prices in the Detroit real estate market. So some might read that as signs of life for a very difficult housing market. Yet, if housing is turning up in Detroit, that's going to cause pressure on people who need affordable housing.
That's right. What the data tells us over and over again is that homelessness rates are driven primarily by the housing market. When rents increase and the rent is more than around 30% of a household's income, rates of homelessness increase in those same communities. So that's what the data tells us. So we have to get in front of it. That means that we need appropriations for things like prevention and making sure that people can stay in their units so that we can drive down the number of folks who are experiencing homelessness, many for the first time.
Anna Leva, the National Alliance to End Homelessness, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's the Marketplace Morning Report. We're from APM, American Public Media.